Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, it's at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, New Zealand time. That's midday in Washington. Donald Trump will be sworn in as President of the United States. And one of his first actions could be to tear up the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks joins us now. Good morning, Simon.
Hello, Anusha.
So what has Trump said about the TPP?
Well, he hasn't said anything himself personally, although, of course, he was very hostile to the TPP throughout America's election campaign last year. And he had intimated that once he became president, he would terminate America's involvement in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But just a few hours ago, his spokesman, Sean Spicer, holding his first briefing with members of the White House press corps, said that once the oath of office has been taken tomorrow here in Washington, D.C., Donald Trump will be taking a handful of executive actions. In other words, signing a handful of papers that officially put his stamp on the presidency and enact some decisions. And he made it clear that one of those decisions will indeed be terminating America's involvement with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He's also going to sign paperwork that requires another free trade agreement, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, to be renegotiated. So Donald Trump, who has previously said just within the last few days that the business of his presidency wouldn't begin until Monday, that he wanted everybody to spend the weekend celebrating his inauguration and his arrival in office, we now know that within a matter of hours of him taking that oath of office, he is going to sign the paperwork that consigns the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that huge free trade agreement that Barack Obama was hoping to finalize and implement before he left the White House. Donald Trump is going to consign it to the ash heap of history.
And has he given any other indication of what other major priorities will be in his first 100 days? Will he, you know, build this wall, so to speak?
Well, he said he wants to get cracking. I mean, with specific regard to the wall, he says that he wants to get work underway, the construction of that wall between the United States and Mexico, before negotiations are completed with the Mexican government over precisely how it's going to be paid for. Because remember that Donald Trump has claimed he's going to build a wall and get Mexico to pay for it. The Mexican government, of course, has insisted they have no intention whatsoever of footing the bill for the wall. So Donald Trump now says, I'm not going to spend 18 months negotiating with the Mexican government. We're going to start building, and then we'll just bill the costs back later. Now, many observers here in Washington don't believe the costs at the end of the day will ever be billed back to Mexico. But Donald Trump seems very determined to begin construction of that. And he's also determined to demolish a centerpiece that Barack Obama's domestic legacy, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. The Republicans in Congress have already laid the groundwork for it to be repealed. They are not yet ready to replace it, and indeed they say that could take several years. But Donald Trump is saying, I'm not necessarily going to give you that long. I want it repealed and replaced sooner rather than later. So as Donald Trump arrives here in Washington, and he flew in by military plane from New York a couple of hours ago for his inauguration, he's making it clear to everybody that he is impatient to get on with the business of governing.
If Donald Trump does what he says he's going to do on trade, on Russia, China, NATO, etc., it'll be the biggest foreign policy shakeup in decades. Is the expectation that he will moderate his positions over time, do you think?
Well, Barack Obama, in his final news conference as president, told reporters that he believes that Donald Trump's positions are going to end up being very, very heavily influenced by his advisers and by members of his cabinet. And he suggested that Americans should be keeping a very close eye on the confirmation hearings that are underway on Capitol Hill for several of Donald Trump's cabinet nominees. There is an enormous gulf, it has to be said, between many of Donald Trump's positions and the positions that members of his cabinet espouse during those confirmation hearings. Donald Trump calls NATO obsolete. His defense secretary, General James Mattis, says it's been the most successful military alliance in modern history and that the United States should be deepening its ties with its NATO allies. That's just one example of where you can see huge amounts of daylight between Donald Trump's positions and the positions of the people that he's surrounding himself with. How all that works out over the next few weeks, months, and the next 4 years is ultimately going to be the story of the Trump presidency. Will he be as conservative and as unorthodox as he has suggested, or will views that are more politically orthodox here in Washington moderate him? We have to wait and see.
Thanks very much, Simon. That's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.